Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Before we get into today's episode, I gotta tell you about Kettlebell Social. It's here. Kettlebell Social is my newly revamped online strength training program and community for women who like to do hard things but are trying to be more chill in their approach to fitness. It's opening for enrollment September 18th, 2023. So depending on when you're listening to this, you can go to the link in the show notes and either get yourself on the interest list or just sign up and join us. Here's the deal. Your workouts are meant to enhance your life, not consume it. You maybe love to work out, but like you have a whole ass life to live outside of the gym. You're so over using exercise to shrink yourself, and you love feeling like a badass, but you also need it to be fun and flexible and free. And you're ready to start questioning the arbitrary rules around fitness and stop following advice that wasn't meant for you. If this sounds like you, we're your people. Come play inside of Kettlebell Social. You can check out the link in the show notes for more info. Welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. I'm your host, Jenna Josefowski, but you can call me Jenna J. I'm a semi-retired professional dancer, dance teacher, and yoga teacher turned certified personal trainer and kettlebell instructor who helps active women learn to lift and get strong with equal parts challenge and compassion. After years of working in the fitness industry, I got sick and tired of watching people, including myself, run themselves into the ground trying to uphold the narrow-minded image of what our culture sees as healthy and fit. But instead of giving it all up, I decided that I'd rather change the game, call out the BS, extract the good, and help others learn to use movement as a way to build themselves up rather than tear themselves down. On this podcast, we'll explore the intersection of fitness and anti-diet culture and all the gray areas in between. We'll let go of shoulds and judgments and dig into tough conversations with curiosity. Things get pretty spicy around here, so grab your headphones and let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to Tough Cookie Talks. Today we are going to talk about Weird Barbie. And if you're like, how the hell does Weird Barbie relate to anything that we do here on this podcast? The answer is kind of a lot, kind of maybe not so much, but it's fun. And I've got to be honest with you, the world is a bit of a dumpster fire lately. And if nothing else, we all deserve to have just a little bit more fun. The day this episode is airing, it is Halloween, and I am dressing up as, surprise, surprise, Weird Barbie. And this is probably one of the costumes that I have been the most excited about. And I've been really excited about a lot of Halloween costumes within the past couple of years. If you follow my Instagram or see any of the stuff that I've shared over the years, last year we did a family costume. We were characters from Only Murders in the Building. Great show. Love that. The year before that, we dressed up as characters from Ted Lasso, which was super duper fun. This year, we're doing the Barbie thing, and I cannot imagine myself as any other Barbie other than the weird one. And I want to talk about it in ways in which that applies to my coaching and in turn how I show up for my clients and my community and the kind of space that I'm trying to create over here. But before I do, I want to share a little bit of a backstory because in getting my costume ready, it got me taking a trip down memory lane. And I want to share a little backstory about some of the stuff that I did when I was younger that I'm not necessarily proud of, but also it's not particularly surprising. And also, I guess I'm really not sorry about it either. This ties into how, in a way, I've always been Weird Barbie. So when I was in seventh grade, and maybe I should give a little bit of backstory before I go into this whole thing. As a middle schooler, high schooler, I was never one of the popular kids by any means, but I also wasn't unpopular. I was just kind of like there and a little bit weird at times, but I also had friends. And in seventh grade, one of my very best friends from my neighborhood moved to my school. She was going to a private school before I went to public school. Anyway, she became friends with the popular girls. They were kind of fake to her, and then essentially like ostracized her, made fun of her for something dumb. kicked her out of the friend group and I welcomed her into my friend group. But being the type of person that I am, who's always standing up for the underdog, I was pissed at them because they were a bunch of like little seventh grade bitches, I'll be honest. And I wound up essentially doing Mean Girls before the movie Mean Girls was even a thing. Like, I look back at some of the stuff that I found from when I was in middle school. You guys, I had a burn book. Like, me and my friends made a burn book about these girls that we nicknamed Barbie and Friends. And then I went on to launch this whole campaign against them where I, like, seventh grade me put safety pins in Barbie shoes and handed them out to people to wear on their clothes or on their backpacks in protest about how mean these girls were to my friend. I realize now in the process that, like, I was also potentially being worse to them, and two wrongs don't necessarily make a right, but I can't help but notice the similarities in the ways in which today I feel that diet culture and fat phobia and racism and all of these other things and systems of oppression that are essentially bringing the people I care about down, whether that's people in my personal life or my clients, or even just people like you, my listeners, who are tuning into this podcast. At this stage in my career, I feel like I'm in a place of fighting back and pushing back against that in a kind of different way. I feel like the content that I create now is sort of the equivalent of those little Barbie shoe pins that we would wear on our backpacks, except for now, I guess the difference is I'm a little bit more direct as opposed to being passive aggressive. And I feel like instead of just like being mean to individuals, I'm more critical of systems as a whole. You know what I mean? Anyway, so it's interesting to think back to that time, seventh grade me, sticking up for my friend against these girls that I called Barbies. And fast forward to today, here I am, personal trainer, doing some coaching and being a human who feels a lot like Weird Barbie. So maybe I should give a little bit of backstory right now around the movie in case you haven't seen it. I know pretty much it seems everybody and their mother has, but I know a lot of people haven't. In the movie, essentially, there's this character played by Kate McKinnon who is known as Weird Barbie. Weird Barbie is the Barbie that was played with a little bit too hard. And I feel like if you played with Barbies, which I did, we all had that one that like had a weird haircut. She smelled like mildew and the basement and had like marker highlights on her hair and face tattoos and like maybe half her foot was bit off. Or whatever. She was a little bit rough around the edges. And so Kate McKinnon plays this character, Weird Barbie, who lives on top of a mountain. And when stereotypical Barbie, played by Margot Robbie, has this experience where she goes from being always on her tiptoes to having flat feet, she is sent up to the top of this mountain to talk to Weird Barbie, who could apparently fix her problem of flat feet. So anyway, that's the backstory behind it. But you've seen the images of her at the very least, if you haven't. Like, you know, her hair is all over the place and she's got spiky colors and face tattoos and she gives zero fucks and she's always in the splits. I could say that reason number one that I'm like Weird Barbie is because I'm always in the splits since I'm a dancer. But instead, I'm going to go with actual reason number one is that I'm Barbie passing, but not quite like the others. And here's what I mean by that. I am a straight-sized white woman who hasn't gotten too old yet, who still passes as the type of person who might show up on a Google search when you Google personal trainer. I check a lot of those boxes. I hold a lot of privilege. And so people might look at me and assume that that's how I am. The kind that's going to post before and after photos or sell you my booty program or all of that. But when you actually get to know me, you're like, oh, she's not really like that at all. So yeah, while I am Barbie passing, not quite that. So we've got that thing. Weird Barbie got to be the way that she is because she had been through some shit. I mentioned this before, but the plot of the story was the idea that some little girl had played with her too hard. They say that at one point she used to be the most beautiful Barbie of all, but now she's a little rougher around the edges again, and she lives on this mountain and helps other people when they're in a similar situation, when they've been through some shit. And if you don't know my entire backstory, I would say go way back to episode 1, season 1 of this podcast where I talk about my backstory. But I feel like I very much was wellness Barbie. The girl prancing around going to yoga with her green juice and her Lululemon, preaching toxic positivity and love and light, and also do these 4 exercises for toned arms. Like, that used to be me until I went through my own personal journey to realize, oh, this is all bullshit. And now when somebody comes to me being like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why do I have flat feet? Or why can't I make this thing work? Why can't I lose weight? Why can't I conform to this mold that society expects of us as people who fit that stereotype of quote unquote healthy and fit, which is a very narrow parameter? I'm here to help guide them through, to show them that there is another way to that. So in the same way, I feel like I've been through some shit as Weird Barbie had, as a lot of us had, really. The other thing about Weird Barbie, thing number 3, is that when stereotypical Barbie goes to her, Weird Barbie doesn't just fix Barbie's flat feet. She instead sends her on a journey to discover why they're that way in the first place. And this is exactly what I do with my clients. Suppose your flat feet of this whole situation are wanting to lose weight or figuring out why you don't quote unquote love your body in spite of the fact that you're doing everything right. I'm not going to sit there and be like, okay, here's a meal plan. Do this cardio, lift these weights. Instead, I'm going to ask you to dig a little bit deeper into the meaning behind your desires and to get curious about what you actually want for you. I'm not going to spoon feed you that. I'm going to tell you, hey, you're going to have to do a little bit of soul searching here to get yourself to where you want to be. Reason number 4 that I am the Weird Barbie of coaches is that I'm going to present you with options, but I'm not just going to give you the high heel. If you've seen the movie, there's this moment where Weird Barbie holds up a high heel and she holds up a Birkenstock and she says, these are your choices. You can take either one of these things. And Weird Barbie was obviously secretly hoping that stereotypical Barbie would take the Birkenstock and go on her journey into the real world. But when stereotypical Barbie wanted to take the high heel instead, stereotypical Barbie was actually like, not just gonna hand you that. That's not what I'm here for. So if you want that high heel, you could go back to Barbie land and continue on with your struggles, but it's not actually gonna help you find your way out of this for the long term. You need to go on this journey and take the Birkenstock from me if you want to get anywhere. And in a way, I feel like that's what I do with my clients. I hold space for the idea that we have this body autonomy, right? Like, yes, you can absolutely do whatever the fuck you want with your body. You can pursue intentional weight loss and you can try to conform yourself into whatever beauty standards that you want to for yourself. Those are real choices. You can have the high heel, you can have the Birkenstock. I'm here giving Birkenstock. And if you're not into that, you can go ahead and take the high heel, but you're going to have to go back down the mountain into Barbie land to play with that because that's not the journey that I'm about to send you on. The other thing about Weird Barbie, and I guess what are we up to now? Thing number 5, reason number 5, is that she was there for support for the people who felt like they didn't belong. I think of that little dog, the little like shitting dog. Is it named like Tanner or something like that? That like you fed little doggy pellets and then it like pooped in the house or whatever. Anyway, weird Barbie's getting real weird over here. But that is exactly what I am here to do for my clients, is to hold space for you if you feel like you don't quite fit into the stereotypical mold of what is presented in diet culture, in fitness, as it's traditionally shown, in wellness or whatever, whether it's because your body doesn't look a certain way, or because your body doesn't move in a certain way, or because you have XYZ things stacked against you. I'm here to try to embrace you and welcome you and help you find a different way to do things, even though I may not fully understand your experience to the same degree, right? Like, I am still a straight-sized white woman. I am still, to an extent, a Barbie. But I understand that the whole system is kind of fucked. And Barbie land that we've all been swimming in isn't necessarily real. You know, so I'm here to hold space for that. Another thing that Weird Barbie does is that she sends stereotypical Barbie on this journey to the real world, and she gives her the roadmap and she tells her the steps that she has to take to do it. And she gives her guidance, but she doesn't necessarily follow her through the entire thing and micromanage her. She's like, here's the map. This is where you go. You go here, you go here, you do this, you do this. Good luck. And in a way, that is something that I very much strive to do with my clients. I'm here to tell you the way to get from point A to point B. And I'm here to support you and tell you what you're going to encounter along the way and how to get yourself through that. But I don't actually and can't do that work for you. I can't take those steps for you. That's your process. That's your journey. Essentially, you're the hero in this story, and I'm just the guide. I have 100% lost track of what number we're on now. I'm fairly certain this might be way number 6. Weird Barbie is somebody who gives zero fucks. And I actually think I want to be more like that, and I'm trying to be like that. Weird Barbie is who she is, but she's not striving to be anything different. And that's something that I'm really trying to embrace, especially over the last few years, striving for a little bit less perfectionism in my business, trying to show up exactly as I am, even when it's a little bit messy, and also encouraging my clients to do the same. I think it's really hard to be in a place where you give zero fucks 100% of the time, especially when the people on the outside are looking in and be like, oh, yeah, but she's so weird. You know, and I think it's okay, because I think that deep down, a lot of us are a little bit more of that weird Barbie in our own way. And when one of us decides that we're going to embrace that and show those aspects of ourselves, like the weird drawings on our face or funky hair or always being in the splits or like the outfit that you want to wear or whatever the thing may be, it gives other people permission to do the same. Showing up imperfectly, letting other people also show up imperfectly. And then the final reason that I feel like I am Weird Barbie, I think this has to do maybe a little bit with neurodivergence and ADHD, but I've always just felt like I'm a little bit off. And I've seen pieces written on this where people who are neurodivergent see someone like Weird Barbie as maybe poking fun of people who aren't neurotypical. And I get that. And also, I feel like I'm somebody who doesn't take myself too seriously. And to be honest, that made me feel really seen in a way. I think back to being in seventh grade and being young and impressionable and wanting to be liked and wanting to be seen as attractive or popular or whatever, and feeling like if I tried really hard, I could mask myself enough to fit that mold. But there was always still just something like kind of a little off. I think of like awkward seventh grade me, but also even like awkward me now, saying that one thing that maybe I shouldn't have said, or that comes out a little bit wrong, or makes people like turn their head and look at you like you have eight heads. And I'm like, shit, maybe this podcast episode is even that. I don't know. I don't fucking care. Those are the ways that I am like Weird Barbie, and the way that I am striving to be a guide in that way for my clients. So anyway, that was a fun rant and ramble for Halloween. I'm going to hop off here. I'm going to get ready. I am going to put on my Weird Barbie costume and, you know, stick my leg up on the side of the door and answer the door for trick-or-treaters and freak out some kids maybe. I don't know, because I think at the end of the day, we all just deserve to have a little bit more fun, you know? Because what's the point of any of this, whether it is goofing around on Halloween when the world is a dumpster fire, or recording a podcast episode about whatever the fuck you want, because the internet is kind of cool sometimes and technology is great and you can do that. So why not? And the same is true for fitness and for your own definition of wellness and taking care of yourself and how you approach that. So I guess my wish for you today is to let your freak flag fly and to go eat some Halloween candy if you like Halloween candy. And if you do, eat the kind that you actually like and enjoy it, and fuck off to anybody who tells you that you have to do burpees to earn said Halloween candy. Okay? Okay. Go have fun. Go be weird. And we'll talk soon. Thanks again for tuning into Tough Cookie Talks. I'm so glad you're here. If you want to learn more about me and how we can work together, visit my website, itsjennaj.com, or follow and tag me on Instagram at itsjennaj. I would love to hear from you. If you liked this episode and want to hear more, make sure you click subscribe and follow along so that you don't miss a single show. Then take a moment and leave me a 5-star rating and review so that we can help this podcast and this message reach even more people. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.